Radio 1.
Auch der Künstler, den wir heute zu Besuch haben, der schöpft aus allem, was die letzten, ja, eigentlich 50 Jahre aus an sehr, sehr guter Musik hervorgebracht hat. Von Nina Simone über die Beatles, David Bowie, Lou Reed, Elton John bis Anoni and the Johnsons, Wilco oder Sufjan Stevens. Also wirklich eine große Palette. Ende August ist sein Debütalbum erschienen und wir freuen uns sehr, dass er heute bei uns ist aus Belgien. Willkommen Jelle Den Turk alias Dressed Like Boys. Your fans, wonderful. Did I pronounce your family name right?
Den? You did that fantastic.
Really?
Yes.
So let's talk about Dirk.
Yeah.
Okay, also es gibt ja eine Vorgeschichte zu Dressed Like Boys, seine Band Dirk, und er hat mir vorhin die Geschichte erzählt, was ist eigentlich mit diesem Namen. Man ist ja immer so ein bisschen über die Bandnamen zu sprechen, aber in dem Fall ist es wirklich eine gute Geschichte. Maybe you can repeat the story about the accountant.
Okay, yeah. So I wanted to make a really noise rock with my friends. And then we decided we wanted to give the band a really boring name. And in Flanders, when you think of a boring person, you think of someone called Dirk.
Oh, okay.
He could be an accountant or something like that, you know? And we just thought it was a funny contrast.
Okay, we have to apologize for all the Dirks that aren't accountants.
Exactly. I've always said when we played with Dirk, everyone called Dirk was welcome for free.
Ah, okay, so
just
great.
Just to make it up, yeah. So,
ah, okay, also früher, beziehungsweise die Geschichte haben wir gerade gehört, sie haben sehr laute, noisy Musik gemacht und sie wollten eigentlich einen Kontrast mit dem Namen und einfach einen langweiligen Jungsnamen, den man eher mit einem Buchhalter in Verbindung bringt, als mit lauter Musik. Und das war eben Dirk. Und ich habe gesagt, ja, wir müssen uns jetzt bei den ganzen Dirks entschuldigen. Aber die kriegen oder haben damals, als die Band noch existierte, die Chance gehabt, immer umsonst reinzukommen in die Shows, in die Konzerte. So, before we talk about your new album, it has been coming out in end of August, right? August 29th.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go a little further back. What drew you to music in the first place? Also lass uns noch mal ein bisschen zurückgucken, was ihn überhaupt in die Musik gebracht hat.
Well, I have to say, music has always been a big part of my life. I started classical piano when I was a child. I always had to play Bach.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And now I think Bach is amazing, but back then I didn't. Because I hated Bach, but my teacher said I was made to play Bach, so I always had to play Bach. Anyway, from the moment I taught myself chords on the piano and on the guitar, I started writing songs, but it took me a while to find a style and to write good songs, which is hard.
And also,
I came at a time in my life when I was about 18 that I thought, look, I want to make music and I want to tell stories on stage, but I have nothing to say. So then I started studying philosophy to ask the big questions
in
life.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And now I'm here.
Now you're here. Also die Geschichte ist einfach so, er hat als Kind schon Bach spielen müssen, muss man dazu sagen. Und er fand, inzwischen mag er Bach, aber damals war es, wenn man immer üben muss, dann hasst man natürlich das, was man ständig üben muss und weiß es nicht zu schätzen. Und dann wollte er einfach auch Geschichten erzählen und hatte aber das Gefühl, er hat gar nichts zu sagen, weshalb er Philosophie studiert hat und die großen, großen existenziellen Fragen stellen konnte, die dann letztlich möglicherweise eine Rolle gespielt hat bei seinem Erkenntnisprozess. So, studying philosophy, I mean, has that way of questioning and reflecting shaped the way you see yourself as an artist as well? Also hat dieses Philosophiestudium auch ihn als Künstler geprägt?
I think so, yeah. The first thing the professor said in my first class of philosophy was, you won't find any answers here, but you will find better questions.
Ah, that's
and
great.
And I thought that was really interesting. Like, you don't necessarily find answers to the big questions in life, but you realize that asking the question and looking at it from different sides is way more interesting.
Yeah.
Keep the question alive and bring always try to bring it into new light. And I think music often does the same thing. Music often is about deep felt emotions, mm-hmm. human emotions. Music can be about what it is life, what it is like to have a human life. And what we're trying to do as musicians is always finding a new light, a new way of looking at it. And mm-hmm. I guess, yeah.
Ja, also das hat schon sehr viel miteinander zu tun. Sein Professor hat ihm gesagt, ja, wenn du hier Philosophie studierst, du wirst nicht die großen Antworten finden, aber du wirst vielleicht mehr Fragen finden. Und darum geht es ja, dass man Fragen stellt und dass das quasi den Erkenntnisprozess in Gang setzt, weil man eben Fragen stellt, sich und den anderen. Und das ist letztlich auch das, was er macht mit seiner Musik. Also tief reinzugehen in die Existenz und gerade jetzt mit seinem Projekt Dressed Like Boys auf eine sehr intime und zärtliche und wunderbar vielschichtige Weise macht er das. So now you have this project, Dressed Like Boys, and it's different than everything you did with Dirk.
Yeah.
So what was, that process of saying, okay, I have to put my music into new clothes,
yeah,
or my songs into new clothes?
It was at a time when actually everything in my life was going great. Mm-hmm. I had Dirk and we were playing shows, recording albums. Everything was great. And still I had the feeling something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took some time off, I think about 6 months, and really delved into philosophy, but also looked in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
and asked the question, who are you? And maybe even more importantly, who do you want to be? And I found that a lot of stuff came up. A lot of queer stuff as well. I am a gay man, and this was something I had accepted, but I wasn't really joyful about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this made me wonder, why? Why are you out but not proud? And so all of a sudden, music started bubbling up. And I guess that is what became this record. So it's like a sort of a musical self-portrait.
Er sagt, also jetzt zum Schluss, es ist wie ein musikalisches Selbstporträt. Und das geht natürlich auf genau diese Fragen zurück, die er sich gestellt hat. Wer bin ich und wer will ich sein? Also er ist eine queere Person, er ist homosexuell, er ist, hatte ein Coming-out, aber war nie stolz darauf. Und er fragte sich all diese Fragen. Was ist eigentlich los mit mir? Wer will ich sein in dieser Welt? Und er hat quasi mit diesem Album nach Antworten gesucht, and you find some not only questions but also answers, right?
Well, I did find closure, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I do have the feeling that I've been able, through writing music, to leave some stuff behind, and to try and find who I really want to be.
Yeah.
And for me, this album. Normally, I never say I'm proud of anything. And this is, I think, the first time that I've made something that I'm actually truly proud about.
Wonderful. Also dieser Prozess, also er war nie besonders stolz auf irgendetwas, was er gemacht hat. Und dieser Prozess, den er durchlebt hat und dann eben auch in Songs gelegt hat und in Musik gelegt hat, das ist dann letztlich, hat ein Stadium erreicht, wo er sagt, darauf kann ich stolz sein. Is it true that the recording process wasn't easy, that you had to re-record everything? Also ja. Ich habe gelesen, dass er das Album aufgenommen hat und dann nochmal komplett von vorne angefangen hat. Why?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Long story.
That was a tough call.
Yeah.
But I was used to recording with a band, with Dirk.
Yeah.
And we did everything together. We wrote songs together and we recorded them together. So we just went to the studio, threw some mics around and pressed record, and we just saw what happened. And this was fun, and that worked for that project. And the mistake I made is that I did the same thing with this record.
Mm-hmm.
Only then to realize this is not the way to go. This is a way more fragile project, and so we have to really sit down and listen to each note and decide, do we want this note in the album? Do we want it out? Do we like the sound of this piano. The pianos is a big example. I think there are 11 songs on the album, and you hear 8 different pianos. We have driven across the country, but of course Belgium isn't a big country, so it's manageable, but still. And I went looking for pianos everywhere, and I fell in love with like old dusty pianos, pianos that had like a story, that had character. It's been quite a journey.
Ja, also er hat erzählt, dass mit Dirk, mit der Band, haben sie es im Prinzip gemacht, sind ins Studio gegangen, haben die Mikros irgendwie verteilt und dann haben sie losgespielt. Und er hat gedacht, okay, das mache ich jetzt genauso mit diesem Album. Und dann festgestellt, dass es nicht funktioniert. Dass, ich nehme mal an, also diese Fragilität, diese Musik auszeichnet und auch die Songs auszeichnet, kam, also dieser Prozess zu sagen, das haut nicht hin. Das hat auch was mit Wahrhaftigkeit zu tun, zu sagen, ich muss da nochmal mir jede Note angucken. Und dann ist er durch Belgien gefahren und hat sich Klavier angeguckt, weil das ist ein Instrument, und wollte Klaviere, es sind 11 Songs und 7 verschiedene Klaviere, 8 verschiedene Klaviere auf den Songs, das war ihm ganz, ganz wichtig. Also, und jetzt ist er quasi mit diesem Album glücklich und wir sind auch glücklich, dass er dieses Album gemacht hat, weil es ist wunderschön. We have only one piano tonight, but you will, I think you will get to know each other, but you already did. Also wir haben unser Klavier hier und er wird wiederkommen. Also wir hören heute 4 Songs von Jelle, aber er kommt wieder am 18. November spielt er im Kulturhaus Insel in Treptow, aber heute hier. It's wonderful to have you here, dressed like men, and you can go over and start your magic.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Now when I go back home, the streets all look different. Young kids are playing around. People wave from a distance to the stranger. Bye.
Das war wirklich pure Magie. Dressed Like Boys. Hier sind nochmal zwei Songs. Viel Spaß.
Danke. I'm going to play one more song, and this song is really dear to me. It is called Stonewall Riots Forever. So pretty obviously, it's about the Stonewall Riots. If you don't know what that is, short history lesson. There was a bar in New York in the 60s called the Stonewall Inn. And this was one of the only places where queer people felt safe. And I say safe, this is not the right word, because the police raided the place every weekend and arrested people, especially trans people. And then one night, I think it was the 28th of June, 1969, something changed. The police raided the place, but the people at Stonewall, they rose up. They said, we're not taking it anymore. We are not second-rate citizens. We are human beings, and we have rights. And they took to the streets, and they started protesting for 72 hours, and people kept joining them. And then 1 year later, everyone went back to Stonewall to commemorate these riots, and this became the first Pride, and this was the start. I went there earlier this year to Stonewall. I had the honor of talking to the owner of Stonewall, and I think he said it best. And he gave me the reason why I wrote this song. He said, it's important to know your history or you may not have a future. So this is Stonewall Riots Forever. Clubs came down, but a brick wall opened up. We slow danced in shadows like cattle. They rounded us up, and Veronica Lake gave her a name. She's a bar star, a warrior in velvet pumps. Runaways prancing high and jubilant. These boys don't riot, still they bring axes and guns. It's a full moon, Dad, you'll see me soon on the news, and Mom's empire wasted dress. They came creeping in through a crack in the door, flashed her shields, and then they were sisters no more. Angry days and sleepless nights. Angry days and sleepless nights. Hand to mouth, we only threw dimes and cents to those with a great life behind a white picket fence. Strapped our breasts down and dressed like boys, and wiped off our scarlet lips in the morning. They came creeping in through a crack, flashed their shields, and then they were sisters no more. Angry days and sleepless nights. Angry days and sleepless nights. Stone. Queens are
Dressed Like Boys. Thank you very much, Jelle. That was fantastic. That was fantastic. Genau, es war sehr, sehr toll. Und wenn Sie mehr davon hören wollen, hören Sie nicht nur sein Album, also es ist genauso heiß wie er, Dressed Like Boys, sondern gehen Sie am 18. November auch in das Kulturhaus Insel in Treptow. Vielen Dank. Thank you very much.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.